Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported last week that some of Apple's memory and panel suppliers for the iPhone 14 are facing a shortage of components that could affect availability. Now, in a new report, Kuo also says that Apple may once again have to change suppliers because some of the rear camera lenses for the iPhone 14 are suffering from quality control issues. According to Kuo, some of the camera lenses provided to Apple by supplier Genius are having issues where the coating around the lenses easily cracks. Kuo says that Apple has already transferred an order of about 10 million lenses from Genius to Largon, another camera lens-focused company in Taiwan. In doing this and shifting those 10 million units, Apple is hoping to avoid significant iPhone production delays. But Kuo believes that Largon is more than capable of filling the supply gap, while Genius should only take up to 2 months to solve the quality control issues in its lenses, so Apple can use Largon to fill the production gap until Genius resolves its problems. So with all of that in mind, it seems unlikely that this situation will cause Apple to have to delay the release of the iPhone 14, but rather the more likely outcome is that availability of the iPhone 14 will be very limited at the start. In other news today, Apple has announced that it will be holding a number of live presentations in August to help developers make the most out of their App Store experience. The live presentations will also include question and answer sessions. The goal is to provide developers ways to attract new customers, test marketing strategies, add subscriptions, and take advantage of other App Store features. Developers can apply to join one of these presentations at Apple's developer website. There are sessions being held across multiple languages and time zones, and anyone who is a member of the Apple Developer Program is able to join. These sessions come ahead of iOS 16 and Apple's other new operating systems being released in September, so these sessions help Apple developers get ready for iOS 16 launch day. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Collide will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5MacDaily. Running out today, the iPhone 14 is coming in less than 2 months, but there's bad news for fans of Apple's iPhone 13 mini form factor. If you are looking to upgrade to the iPhone 14 mini this year, that unfortunately won't be an option. A number of reports have suggested we won't see an iPhone mini this year, while 9to5Mac has also exclusively reported that Apple is not testing an iPhone 14 mini. The iPhone 14 will be available in 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch form factors. The iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will be available in those same screen sizes. So this means that Apple's smallest iPhone 14 will feature a 6.1-inch display, and that Apple is dropping the number of screen size options in its lineup from 3 to 2. The iPhone 13 mini will likely stick around in Apple's lineup at a lower price, maybe somewhere around $600, but there won't be an iPhone 14 mini with the latest and greatest inside. Almost immediately after the iPhone 12 mini was released in 2020, data began to show that it was selling far lower than Apple had expected. Some of the data suggested the iPhone 12 mini accounted for only 6% of iPhone sales in the first 2 months of the iPhone 12 availability. For comparison's sake, the iPhone 12 accounted for 27%, followed by the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max, each of which accounted for 20% of sales. In fact, the iPhone 12 mini was also often outsold by older iPhones, including the iPhone SE, iPhone 11, and iPhone XR. The story didn't change in 2021 with the iPhone 13 mini. Despite improvements to battery life and display brightness, sales of the 13 mini were just as sluggish as the 12 mini. Recent data has suggested that the iPhone 13 mini accounted for only 3% of all iPhone sales last quarter. So with all of that data in mind, it's pretty obvious to see why Apple is discontinuing the mini form factor, and it could come back as a future iPhone SE, but for now, the iPhone 14 will mark the end of the mini era. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.